what he's done for us. Absolutely. Amen.
And, you know, should be praising him all the time.
That's right. Amen. Bobby, let's praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Choir's going to sing a couple. Anyone have anything? Right.
Black book number 8.
I've been there before.
Anyone have anything at this time? If not, we need to take prayer requests. Remember all of our folks that would like to be here that can't be here. I'm thankful for the ones that are here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I talked to Kendra today, and they're keeping Jamie another night, running more tests, and they'll know more tomorrow, she said. And she asked that the church please continue to pray for Jamie. They'll find an answer for them. And remember Carol, she was at the emergency room last night. She's really sick.
Amen. Remember those. Continue to remember my brother Tom. I talked to him yesterday. He goes to Cleveland on the 16th for that heart procedure, so certainly remember him. He'll have to be there for several days afterwards just to make sure everything's okay, so remember Tom. Remember Joe. We miss him. Tell him we miss him when he's not here. We miss those testimonies. Sometimes he'll get up two or three times.
Yep.
That's excellent. We miss him. Anyone else?
Continue to pray that my inner ear problem would continue, but I praise the Lord I'm here today. I spent time in the bed this week, and I wouldn't be here, but God is good. At the moment, my right ear is quiet, but the left is going, but that just changes like a snap of the finger.
Bless her, Lord.
I'm still continuing to take the medicine, and I know some people say, oh, you're going to have to have an MRI. But, you know, we serve a mighty God.
Mighty God.
He can take this away. And I really don't want to have an MRI. They started that once and couldn't do it. And if it comes back, they'll have to put me under probably. And I have reacted to a lot of medications over the years. And so I don't... I really don't want that, and I know God can do it, and I know you all are praying. I've been in bed this week, but I'm here today. I am blessed, and I love it here.
Bless
you.
Remember Donnie. Anyone else?
Remember my goodness, they were supposed to do a surgery a couple weeks ago in the doctor's office. They failed to do their pre-op calls to get everything set up, so they ended up not going. So he has surgery in the morning, minor, but remember that everything will be well.
Remember Virginia and Rex, he's supposed to be discharged from the nursing home tomorrow.
Well, that's good news. Rex getting discharged.
I didn't hear him shouting.
Anyone else?
Phil, Kevin and Amy have a very dear friend of theirs. She was just diagnosed this week, just all of a sudden hit her. She's in stage 4 cirrhosis of the liver. And she is just absolutely at rock bottom. And she has to have a lot of things for everything to happen, but she's got to try to get to Cleveland immediately and get on the transplant list. And they're really good Christian people, but they're also proud, too. And we've offered to try to do some things to help out. Their insurance is not wanting to do a whole lot for them. And but just remember them, but she's in bad shape.
Amen. Yeah, how fortunate we are if we're able to be here. Certainly is. Anyone else?
Hey, Phil, I think we should remember the Wake family and the Hunt going to Joyce. I don't know that her husband's saved. I've tried to witness to him several times. He, Greg worked in high school together. Al had his funeral today. So I don't know how that went. I visited with him last night, but they put on me their prayer.
Amen.
And if he's not saved, he needs to be.
That's right.
He's a good man, but he needs the Lord.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Barry. Anyone else? We need to remember our nation. We need to remember our leaders. Much in prayer for this upcoming election. You know, we all get worn out with ads before it's all said and done, but, you know, God's still in control.
Amen.
And we need to remember that. Anyone else? If not, let us each lead out in our own prayer.
Loving and precious Heavenly Father,
let's all stand, get your hymnal, turn to number 14. Number 14.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. What you did lately, his praises to sing. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Anyone else have anything they'd like to say?
Yeah, I think that's time.
Bless you, Jim.
I think we just put too many restraints on God sometimes. We think that we have to be in the right, we have to be at church for God to speak to us. And I just thought about that woman who was probably crawling on her hands and knees who reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And I thought about the thief on the cross, you know, his circumstances. And thought about just all the ones that went out in the wilderness and got saved out in the wilderness when John the Baptist was preaching. Or Zacchaeus, who was up in a tree, you know. And we just put too many restraints on what God can do, but he's always willing to. We need to reach out to Him in our distress, and reach out to Him at all times when we're feeling good and when we're not feeling good.
Amen.
And give Him the praise when you know in all things. Give Him the praise. And even thought about Legion, how he called out, or you know, Jesus touched him, and he was out of his mind. He wasn't even clothed. You know, I mean, we just put too many restraints on God. If you went and you tried to find Jesus in a, you know, if you waited for him to be in the temple, you might miss him because he was out going around everywhere. So we need to give him the praise and the glory in all things that we do.
Bless you, Jim.
Studying and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I'm just not going to go to church Sunday night. Like,
bless you.
I need to study, and I ended up coming to church, and, you know, still, I was happy. It was a great church service Sunday night. Anyway, so I took that test on Wednesday, and it's on cardiac, which is, like, one of the hardest things that we have to do. And I clicked submit, and I got 100%, and that's the
best
I ever got in nursing school this class. And it brought my grade. I also got 100% on my quiz on Monday, which has also never happened. And,
Bless
you. So my grade has gotten way up now, and I know he's going to help me again this week. He's had another hard test this week and another Friday. But I'm just glad that I have you guys here on Sunday night, because we're the true people who want to be here. We're here and we want to serve Jesus. I'm just really glad I have you guys, because
Praise the Lord. Bless you.
Bless you.
Not a lot of people have this, and
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know something? My guy, he's no respecter of
persons. Yeah, bless you.
Bless you.
Absolutely no respecter of persons. He doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. I've heard so many stories about people, you know, and Clinton and that lady getting good scores on tests, and he doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called.
Yeah. Bless you, John.
Bless you, John.
Amen.
Somebody else.
I'm glad I've been involved in churches all my life. But, there's so many churches, and I hear a lot of churches talking about not having Sunday night services anymore. They can't get people to come. I can't comprehend that.
Bless you.
This church is blessed. The other church, like I said, I think with my family, are blessed. But I can't imagine. I just can't comprehend the churches that do not have Sunday night services.
Bless
how much God has blessed this church and other churches that we attend. So I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Somebody else. Bless you, Jim.
Bless you,
Jim. Bless you, Jim. Bless you, Lord. You know, if you go to the doctor and they run up a test, pretty sure they find something wrong with it. I went and had a few tests the other day, having some back issues, but, you know, I kind of neglected doing stuff. I got a new doctor, and he told me, he said, well, Medicare will pay for this, he said. So I had a chest scan and an x-ray, back x-ray and stuff. I got home, got a call, and they said, well, they were doing the chest scan. They set a place on my kidney, the top of it. And they wanted me to have a kidney scan.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all doing great. I've been a little jealous. One Sunday morning, I think Al didn't get to speak. And then the next Sunday morning, Rob didn't get to speak. And then last Sunday night, or Sunday night before last, wasn't it? Jimmy didn't get to speak. And here I am.
Sorry about your luck, brother.
I want to do something a little different. And I had the privilege yesterday of working with those that make eggs for the church. And I'd like for everybody who was working yesterday or Tuesday, I'd like for you to come up front and kind of line up and how the process goes. And I'm going to talk the church through. If they haven't been here to watch it, it's amazing to watch what goes on. But I want to read something here first. And it was in our Daily Bread yesterday. Anybody read that yesterday? Okay, and it says, more than meets the eye. And it says, attend any rodeo with riding and roping competition, and you'll see them, competitors with four fingers on one hand and a nub where the thumb should be. Now, when I read that, you know, there's one person that I started thinking about. And I really started thinking about him when he did it. I was thinking about making eggs when he lost his finger. And you say, why would you think of that, Aaron? Well, because he empties those peanut butter jars. And it was his right thumb that he lost. And I thought, man, who's going to replace him with that? And I got talking to him, and he said, well, I use my left hand to do the, you know, he can empty a peanut butter jar faster than anybody in the United States. And you get him and Jimmy Kay together, and Katie barred the door. But I'd like for everybody to come up and see if you can figure out where to get in order if we're processing a peanut butter egg.
Which side to start?
Start over here. We'll start over here and come across this way with, and then we'll see if these people remember what they did yesterday. See, you can tell how organized we are. They don't even know where they're supposed to be. Hey, Al, weren't you here Tuesday? Where was he at, people? Put him in there. Okay, are they lined up right, Charlie?
Pretty close.
Okay.
What about the guy
on the end over there? Now, I saw him doing some stuff.
Well, he's putting the stickers on them.
I know, but he should be down here, shouldn't he?
Yeah. He does that first. That's the first thing that we have to have.
Okay.
In the process.
Okay. Now, if you've never gotten to do this, It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I was sitting there this afternoon and my shoulders were kind of killing me, you know, where they... Oh, we got two guys up there. See, they don't even know to come out of the loft. They... Okay, now I'm going to ask you all to confess something that you did that may have interrupted our egg production.
Broke the scales.
Yeah, now that was pretty quick, wasn't it? She slept on that all night. She did. She broke, you know, they got the little tiny scales. What are they, 5 pound? What's the egg? 7 pounds?
No, 7 ounces.
7 ounces. I thought you were shorting me on my egg, but...
I was on 7 pounds.
That's what I was... I was
make me a 7 pounder, I will eat it.
I was carrying the product out and dumping it for these ladies right there. One that broke the scales. One on the right and one on left of her. They were forming them and... weighing them, but I went out there and Carla was putting it on the scale, and then I think she was asleep, but she was like this on top of it, and it just didn't handle that much weight. So that's
not what happened.
Oh, okay. Now I want to ask Charlie. Al and I kind of switched places. Al wasn't here yesterday, but he was here Tuesday. Charlie, how many eggs did you make Monday?
Two.
Two.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'm sorry.
1,048.
1,048. This group made 1,048 Tuesday. And yesterday, what did they make?
1,233.
I wasn't there Tuesday. Al was there Tuesday. So our production went way up. Now, I don't know whether that had anything to do with it or not. But they put me in the kitchen because Sandy, wave at him, Sandy. Sandy does all the mixing and runs the mixer and all that. And she told me right before noon, she says, we've already made 3 more batches than we made yesterday. And I thought, well, you know, I was working right beside of her. So I just had to, I told him I kept prodding her, you know. Jimmy K, what did you do? Jimmy and Bobby were in the kitchen with me. And they were back and forth at each other from now on.
You forgot Donnie.
Well, Donnie was in there. Donnie wasn't feeling real well yesterday, so he wasn't into it as much as he usually would be. But they were just into a back and forth. And Jimmy K looked over at him. He said, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And Bobby didn't respond, really, did you, Bobby? You didn't say a whole lot. But then Jimmy K made the comment. He said, look, he said, Bobby, I know what you're going to do when I leave here. You're going to walk in the back door of the funeral home, and you're going to have everybody stand and praise the Lord. So, you know, what can I say? And they had hot dogs yesterday. Best hot dogs I've had for a long time. I mean, they were really, really good. But I was in there and I was helping her mix stuff. And Case over there beside her, I mean, she's chopping onions. And I said, are you going to put onions in those eggs? But she said, no, I'm doing them for the hot dogs. And so that made me feel good too. But she was doing them so precisely. She said, I could use one of those choppers, but she said the juice runs out of them. You don't get the flavor. So she chopped all those onions up by hand just as she could. And they were really good. The hot dogs, everything, the food was good. They all bring food. So Tuesday, I'm planning on being here about 11:30.
I'm having lasagna too.
Okay. So... No, I'm just kidding. I'll try to be here on full schedule. But if any of you can come help, these guys, anybody else need to confess anything? Jimmy K, do you need to confess anything else? Bobby, do you have anything you'd like to say? I was carrying the material out and dumping it on their table, and they said, you're a lot nicer than Bobby is. So I went back in, and Bobby instructed me some things I should be saying to them. And next time I went out, I got on Roberta for being asleep. She had her head down on the table, too. So, no, she wouldn't. But if you want to have some fun, come and be with them if you can. Charlie, you got anything you'd want to say?
Well, we've got several people that are not in this lineup, people that help, and they're big hit. Sitting upstairs.
Yeah.
I'm the old dip, and Emily Millie is the young dip.
She's... Mrs. Litton.
I just couldn't name them all. I think
actually had about 24 yesterday, 22 Tuesday. We've had a real good turnout, a lot of good help. We just appreciate everyone.
So anybody else have anything you'd like to say? Anybody up here you'd like to pray with?
We need to pray with Bobby. Huh? We really need to pray with Bobby. He lies sometimes.
I may get up and I'll correct him before I leave.
She can attest to it because she believes in you.
Yeah, Debbie and Kay came in and Bobby was washing the peanut butter jars. And they said, why are you doing that? And Bobby says, well, the health department requires it because you can't throw them away if they've got peanut butter in them because the raccoons will get in them. And Debbie, did you believe him?
Yes, she did.
She did.
I said that wasn't on my test.
She said that wasn't on her health department test. Yeah. Okay, Charlie, go ahead.
Yeah, one other thing, when Bobby hurt his thumb, he came in Sunday morning after that, great big bandage on there, and he came up to, I'm going to have to resign, no more taking peanut butter out of the jar. Then I bought him, you can fix that. Take that spatula and put it right there in your hand, take a duct tape and wrap it in. He can still work.
Okay, thanks, guys. But in this story that was in the Daily Bread, it was talking about a cowboy. And it's a common injury if you're a cowboy to lose your thumb. You say, well, how do you ever, anybody in here ever participated in a rodeo? I know Josh Mullins has rode the bulls. But you've watched them, they'll get up here and they'll wrap that hand and do all that. But you watch that thumb and that thumb's sticking up. They have to keep it up out of there. But I was reading about a couple of those injuries. And one of them reminded me of Bobby. But what they say is when that rope, and oftentimes it's when they're roping a calf or a steer, they'll rope that steer and then get off and, flip him. Or they'll rope that calf and then get off and wind his legs up. But these were all things that they did on the range, trying to brand the calves, trying to get the steers or to make them steers, I would say. But through the years in the early 1800s, they started getting together to kind of see who was the best at each of those. And roping was one that, most of it's based on time. Anybody in here ever been to a rodeo? Okay, I think Kim just got back from one. Oh, you're going next week. Okay. But it's very interesting. I went to one in Austin, Texas about 2 or 3 years ago, And I thought about that, and when I was leaving, there were so many people there, I couldn't hardly get back to the airport. And I asked someone, I said, what's going on? And it was a major music concert they were having. And I heard on the radio this week that they canceled it because of the coronavirus. Just too many people too close together. But I thought about this thumb issue, and when they would lasso an animal or something, if that rope gets around that thumb and then it jerks or whatever, it can tear that thumb clear off. But to a cowboy, that's an important part of his, you know, what he's doing. But he cannot, if the thumb, and I'm not trying to gross anybody out, I'm just trying to give you some medical information. Listen to me, Taylor, so you'll be able to pass your test this week. If you cut a thumb off with a knife, your chances of getting it put back on, you think that's less or greater? Nurses, you agree that it's greater? It's a chance they can put it back on. If you mash that thumb and it gets torn off, your chances are less that it's going to be, you're going to be able to put it back on. Because when they're putting it back on, what are they trying to do? They're trying to match up. If the thumb's still hanging, Bobby, was yours still attached a little bit? And I would say the question came up to you, do you want us to remove it or do you want us to try to put it back on? They didn't? But I was reading one of the doctors who actually works the rodeo circuit, and he said, you know, if it is still attached, that helps them because they can line up the nerves and the blood vessels and all that. But it's a four-month recovery period just to get it started back. So basically, if, you know, they're going to stay in the circuit, the rodeo circuit, their year is over. But there was one young man who was actually in the running for the finals, and he got his thumb tore off. And they gave him the choice, do you want us to try to fix it or do you want us to just take it off? And he said, just take it off because I want to try to compete in those finals. So that's been pretty dedicated to the sport. And actually he did end up winning his division, even with that bad thumb. But it takes a lot of different individuals to make things work. And in the church, it takes a whole lot of different individuals to make the church work. Greg shared with us this morning in class, those of you who may not have been in here, but after Peter, which one was it, Greg? Was that after after he healed the one who was crippled? After he healed him, he went to stay with a fella. After he raised Dorcas from the dead, he went to stay with a fella who was anybody remember? They remembered, Greg. He was a tanner. And Greg explained how that a tanner was on the bottom totem pole of society. But Peter went to live with him to express that, you know, who did Christ come for? He came for all. And Christ told his disciples he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He didn't say the Jews that were lost. He said that which was lost. So all can be. So how we treat people and how we respond to them, you know, it's, and again, I had that concern for Bobby. I had concern for him anyway because he's my brother. But knowing what he does for the egg making, I don't know. How many jars do you do a day, Bobby? About 60 jars of peanut butter. But just to watch him do it, it's amazing how he can empty a peanut butter jar. And I thought, you know, when you make 1,200 eggs, that's a lot of hard work. Those that mold the eggs, they weigh the eggs, and then they dip the eggs, and then they put the decorations on them. Greg, was you decorating eggs yesterday?
No, I'm the mule.
Oh, okay. I saw him with a thing in his hand where they make the flyers, but Debbie, you don't let him make the flyers? Okay. But I thought, you know, but there's so many, and then there's Joe sitting there, and there's Stan sitting there, and they're putting the labels on the boxes. And for both of them to be there, you know, they're both, you know, physically are in pretty rough shape right now. But they had a desire. I was talking to Dolores, and Dolores says, I got up this morning and he said, I'm ready to go. I'm going. She said, you're going to go? And he said, yeah, I'm going to go. And, you know, and that's what makes things come together. The members of that team that you saw up here, they made those eggs come together. And then during our egg making process, Charlie gets a call. And in the middle of that call, the guy says, I want as many eggs as you can get me. And but, you know, and I thought about what Taylor said. A lot of times when I was growing up, I had an option of going to church or going to church. That was a pretty good option, wasn't it? I knew that my mom and dad expected me to go, but there were times I had tests that I thought, wow, I need to spend some extra time at, you know, studying this. But every time that I put him first, I made it through. And I didn't get 100 like Taylor did, but I made it through. But any time you put God first, that verse of mine, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So it's important for us to realize sometimes we have to make sacrifices to do the things that we want to do for him. But what is it he said? I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I thought, you know, he's going to be there with us. I thought Stan came. And he was in his walker and, you know, sitting in his roller chair. And Joe was there in his walker and roller chair. And I know they were probably hurting, but I'm sure that God will never leave them nor forsake them for doing his will. So anytime, and then this morning I got to thinking about Pastor Al. I thought, it's his Sunday to preach, and he's got a funeral in a little bit. And I thought, well, you know, they've asked him to do that, and he said they were, time-wise, they were putting him kind of in a hard place. And but it all worked out. But I think if you will seek the Lord and his righteousness, he'll make a way for you. Amen. He'll make a way. He's in control of everything. I saw something this week. I'm just kind of talking tonight. Y'all wouldn't testify, so I had to that'd do something. But I saw something this week, and some of you may have seen it, but when it came on the news, I backed it up and I showed Susie. I said, here is a woman who's telling people in the health industry to do not put your hands near your face. And she's got her paperwork there on her podium, and she's going through. And she just said that. Do not put your hands near your face. And she licked her fingers and turned her page. And I said, Susie, watch this. And I thought, you know, national news, national health advisor and all this. But you know, a lot of people do things and they never listen to what they're saying. They're trying to help somebody else, but they're not really, you know, they're not the example they need to be. So I think it's so great for us as Christians to be that example. Because this virus is wanting to do what with our people?
Separate.
How far? How far are you sitting from Debbie?
About close enough.
You got your 6 feet in, don't you? Got your 6 feet. Now, some of you might want to move if you want to, but 6 feet is what they're recommending, that you stay away from somebody. And but who does that sound like? The devil. What's he want us to do? Just stay away from each other as much as we can. And so he's working, but as members of one group, or as members of this church, in verse 20 of chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, verse 20 of chapter 12, this is one of the verses that came to was recorded in this daily bread, more than meets the eye. But what it was bringing out was, you know, can the eye tell the hand, I don't need you? What about the body? What's it made up of?
Many members.
Who can tell me which one is the least important? They're all important. And if I were to ask Bobby, what about that thumb? I asked him yesterday. I said, Bobby, how's your thumb doing? And he said, it gets numb. Anytime you lose something like that, the nerves and everything around it, you know, are damaged and they get numb. So after you work a while, it's going to be numb. But here's what it says in verse 20. It says, but now are they many members, yet but one body. Okay? Now each one of you are a member of the church. You chose to attend Gold Town Community Church. I chose to attend Fisher several years ago, but now we're attending here. But is that what he's talking about? Members of the church. Which church is that? Church of the Living God. The church. Now, it says there are many members, yet one body. Now, of that body, who's in charge? What is Christ? He's the head, isn't he? He's the head of the church. He says, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And in our lesson this morning, what was Peter saying? The Jews did what? They did not care for the tanner industry, or those that are tanners. And they said, And what was it they had to live so far away, Greg?
75 feet outside the city.
They had to be at least 75 feet outside the city. Sort of almost like the lepers, weren't they? Lepers, they put them outside of the city. But here was just the fellas and probably some ladies that did tanner work. But when Peter went to them, what did he show the rest of the Jews?
God wasn't a respecter of persons.
God's not a respecter of person, and that salvation is for who? Whosoever will. That's a long word, but what does that mean? Whosoever will. Is that a particular tribe? What is it, Phil? Anybody that wants it. And that's what makes it so, you know, that's an organization you really want to be a part of. Or that's a church you really want to be a member of. It says, nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. What did it say about Christ when they said, when you look for him, when he came to earth? No beauty that we should desire him. No comeliness. No draw just to the man. But what made him different than any other man that walked the face of the earth? Never man spake like him. Never man lived like him. He was the Son of God. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body. What does schism mean?
Division.
So if a local church body has conflict and divisions, what are they doing? They're not pleasing who? God. They're not pleasing God because there should be no divisions, no dissension. So it's important that all the members of the body work together. And it goes on, it says, but that the members should have the same care one for another. I thought yesterday when we were working and Donnie got sick right before lunch. And I thought, you know, the word after he got sick was, we need to call and check on him. We need to call and check on him. We were looking for his number and everything. And then guess who come through and said he had already called? Bobby. Bobby did. But Bobby wasn't the only one that was concerned for him. There were many others who we were wanting to check on him. But that's what it says, that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be on, all the members rejoice with it. Now, we are the body of Christ and members in particular. We are the body of Christ, so how should we get along? What was it Steve spoke about this morning? He talked about love, didn't he? He said we need to have that love. We need to be sharing that love of Christ, that fruit of the Spirit. So when you get down and you think, I don't belong. Or you get down and think, I don't want to sit close to somebody because they might have that disease. You know, he'll work on your mind. Devil will work on your mind on that. You know, I started to wear a mask tonight because I don't know what you guys got, and I just got to be careful. Huh? No, but It's important for us to realize, and at the dinner table yesterday, the discussion came up about flu. And Sandy reminded us, she said, you know, there have been more people die in the United States with flu this year, and we've only had just a few die with this other. But, you know, we have to be cautious. We have to be careful. We have to work through it. Some of the politicians, they're going around giving elbow bumps to the other ones, and I can't blame them for that, you know, because of who they're coming in contact with. But it's important for us to realize God's in control. If it's time to go, it's time to go. And if He calls us, we just need to be ready. And there's more that meets the eye when it comes to the members of the body. There's more that meets the eye. And we should love one another as Christ has loved us. I'm thankful that I'm here tonight, and I'm thankful that I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I don't know a whole lot, but if you know that, that's the most important thing you can know in your life. Amen. That you have Him as your personal Savior, and that He is more than meets the eye. He is our rock and our salvation. So as we get a song, if there's someone that would like to come and pray, and the altar's open. If you're feeling that you're all alone, you're not all alone. If you know Christ, you'll never be alone. So if you have a need tonight, we encourage you to come.
Page 34, let's all stand. The way that He loves is as fair as the day that blesses my way with light. The way that He loves is as soft as the breeze caressing the trees at night. Contented with Jesus, I'll be. The way that He loves is so thrilling because His love reaches even me. The way that He loves is as Spirit shall by my stay. The way that He loves is as pure as a rose, much sweeter He grows each day. His peace hovers near like a so wonderful thing because of the way He loves.
Again, we thank each of you for coming tonight, and hope you took something or were able to take something home. And I can remember one of my former pastors, he said,
take the golden nuggets and sweep the rest under the rug and let the janitor take it out. So I can see there's probably going to be a big hump in the floor there when I finish. So, but we are thankful for each of you. Anyone have anything else? Okay, Jamie, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer, please?